My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Sunday, May 7th, Cinco de Mayo weekend. Well, the 5th, and then 6th and 7th, and yeah, it's the weekend. As you can see, we're going to be talking about The Flash. It's another episode of Talking The Flash, now available on iTunes. I do the recap by myself. And I just rewatched season 4, episode 20, the episode that was called I Know Who You Are, that aired Tuesday on the 2nd of May. We've been waiting for this episode. I know I have, all right? Because we've been waiting to see who freaking Savitar is, and we find out at the end of this episode, which I'm just going to jump into it now. If you don't like spoilers, get the hell out of here and come back. But I'm just going to go ahead and say it now. That ending, it's the future Flash. And now that I think about it, didn't Barry get told by the future Flash? He was like, I am the future Flash. And maybe he meant, because now that I think about it, I was like, oh crap, he's the future. But with all these Flashes and these different levels of time, I lose track, man. But this dude is an angry Barry, it looks like. It looks like the side of his face is burned. So something had to have happened, which I'm sure we're probably going to get some type of backstory. For those of you that follow the comics and all that good stuff, I don't. So I'm just going along with the ride. But I'm glad Barry finally figured it out. I'm glad we finally get to see what this is how this is going to turn out. We got 3 episodes left in this season. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen now, because now, you know, Iris is still set to die, and oh, man. Okay, so we got that out of the way. We know it's him. I really thought it was going to be somebody else, but I think I'm learning now that there's so many time things that it could be. I don't know. Let's see what else. I definitely was a fan of the Tracy Brand, the scientist chick. I like her. I think her and HR get along well. It's almost like a yin and yang. I don't know about you guys, but that's how I feel about it. So it's obvious that HR has a crush on her, but I liked her. I dug her. Killer Frost. I am a big fan of Killer Frost. Caitlin, I didn't like her in the beginning because I was just like, what are you going to do? And then when she started becoming Killer Frost, but then still Caitlin, I started having feelings for Caitlin. I was like, okay, I'm liking her. And then this crap happens to her, and now she's Killer Frost. So I'm like, roller coaster of emotions here with Caitlin and Frost. But I definitely dug Killer Frost riding her little, surfing her little ice, whatchamacallit. It was this, I can't remember who was the guy that used to be with Spider-Man and Firestorm. Was it in the Saturday morning cartoons and when we were young in the 80s? And he used to go, and I'm not thinking of the Silver Surfer. I'm thinking I can't remember. I'm old, y'all. But I really enjoyed the whole ice surfing thing throughout the city and Flash and them chasing each other. Or Flash chasing her. It was dope. I really enjoyed it. Hopefully we'll get to see more of that, because that was super cool. What else? Okay. I don't know about y'all. That whole part where Joe breaks up with Cecile, holy crap! I'm not lying. My mouth dropped open. I did not see that coming when that happened. I'm glad they got back together at the end. But still, when he breaks up with her, because not only is she super cool and smart, she's hot. Super hot. And she's tiny. She's a tiny hotness. Like a little hot tamale. But when he broke up with her, I was like, what are you doing, Joe? We all know you're supposed to break up with the people you love, so nothing. They're still going to be in danger. Haven't we learned that already, Joe? But I'm glad they got back together, and I'm glad he took off his ring, and now they're going to, it's the next step stuff. And so if anything happens to Cecile, I'm going to be pissed. And I think that's it. I mean, I really enjoyed the episode. I thought it was really good. It was dope. It was dope. So we got 3 episodes left. I'm curious to see what's going to happen in these 3. Is Barry going to be able to kill the future Flash that prevents the death of Iris? I don't know. Are we going to get that in these next 3 episodes? But this is good, though. This is good. All right, people. I think that's it for my review. I enjoyed the episode. Thumbs up. Good stuff. That's about it. All right. So if you want to hear more of my past reviews, you can always go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash. You can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, which not only is this show there, but Arrow and other shows. Or you can go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. iWatchMike.com is where you can go, and on the top, right there, you'll see it says podcast, and that's another. There's three options how to find this stuff. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat is on my blog. I Watch Mike on Facebook. I think that's about it. Everybody have a good Sunday and upcoming week. And that's about it, people. All right, I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.